This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون.
السلام عليكم dear viewers from around the world. Thank you for joining us on the 7th episode. Yes, the 7th episode of this exciting new series, Nation of Goodness with Imam Kareem Abu Zayd. You saw most recently on Building a Better Future where he taught us how to build a Muslim home. Now this program, Nation of Goodness, is a natural evolution and extension of that program from the individual responsibilities to our Muslim society as a whole. If you guys haven't seen the first 6 episodes, please log on to Imam Kareem's YouTube channel, which is Islam Way 71. Check him out on Guidance TV, his every other day live fatwa show. Let's talk about it. Don't forget to get online, www.kareemabuzayd.com, to check out his latest thoughts, reflections, and Friday sermons as well. Now, you guys, watch those first 6 episodes, because this 7th episode is a vital and very important one as well. We're talking about how to go about this topic, part 2. That's right. How to go about enjoying the good, that is, and forbidding the evil, part 2. And we're going to continue with those very important topics that the Sheikh discussed in the last episode. So without any further ado, let us reintroduce Imam Kareem to the Huda TV screen. Thank you for joining us once again on your program, Nation of Goodness.
Jazakallahu khairan, Malik. Jazakumullahu khairan, dear viewers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Dear viewers, those 2 shows, how to go about it, which is the previous show and this show, in a way, Malik, we are explaining Hadith Abi Sa'id al-Khudri,
okay,
the Hadith on which we base the fact that it is mandatory upon every Muslim to change evil and command the good. Yes. So Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, here is the Hadith. He says, whoever sees evil, من رأى منكم منكرا فليغير. Hadith صحيح الإمام مسلم, Hadith أبي سعيد الخدري. Whoever sees wrong, let him change it with his hand. And we talked about that.
Okay, right. Yes, we did.
Then if he cannot, then with his tongue. Meaning you speak about it, you write about it. Then if he cannot, then he retreat to the final place, which is the heart. Then let him change it with his heart.
What does that mean though, Shaykh?
We will actually talk about this episode, inshallah. But with the heart, the Prophet ﷺ added a little thing here. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And this is the weakest of faith.
Okay.
Meaning, if you're able to change with the hand, this will strengthen your faith.
Okay.
Subhanallah, even so, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that if you cannot, and we know that any command that we have in the religion, manatu at-takleef al-istita'a, what qualifies you to fulfill the command is you being able to. If you're unable, you're exempt,
right,
you're excused. But even so, you're excused. The Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he mentioned in the hadith that if you cannot use your hand, then you're excused.
Okay.
If you cannot use your tongue, then you're excused.
But what about this?
And if you use your heart, it's good, but this is a form of weakness of faith. I don't think the viewers are getting my point, nor you. I'll tell you something else. When the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about the women, and they have a deficit in their iman, in their faith, a lot of the Muslims, by the way, they look at this hadith from a very negative angle.
Right, yes, yes, right.
But you know there is a positive angle for this. You know what the positive angle is? Because the Prophet ﷺ explained the reality or the reason why they have a deficit in their faith. Because they spent days and nights without salah and fasting. Because if they are in their cycle,
right,
if they are experiencing menstruation,
right,
the period, then they cannot pray nor fast. Of course, they have to make up the fast, the mandatory fast. The salah, they are excused completely, right, from it. Now, in spite of the fact that they are excused, actually it is haram for a woman to pray.
In the menses.
In the menses. It is haram for a woman to fast in the menses. So she has an excuse. But yet, the fact that she abandoned the salah, she abandoned the fasting, this caused her to have what?
Weaker iman.
You got that?
Right. Yeah.
The same exact thing. Even so, you're excused not to enjoy in good, forbid evil, with the hand, with the tongue. This will lead you to have weaker iman once you resort.
That's a very nice analogy, Sheikh.
This is how it is. That means that tells you also you have to strive to speak.
Right.
When you see something wrong, listen, let's keep the hand away for now. Okay?
Right, right.
But you have to strive to speak.
Right.
You have to address the issues. And addressing the issues require eloquence, requires kindness.
And some knowledge.
How can you, knowledge of the subject,
kindness,
tenderness, being soft when you speak, and patient afterwards, because it may not work with everybody. Listen, to do the speech, to use the tongue properly, you must have knowledge before you speak about the subject itself and about the individual.
Okay.
Both, not just one, both. Two, you must do it with wisdom, with kindness. I tell you something. في مسند أحمد, حديث أبي أمام الباهلي, a young man, a youth. Oh, this is someone who has the knowledge, who came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah, إِئْذَلْ لِي بِالزِّنَا. He knows it's haram.
Right.
That is why he's coming what?
To ask
for a permission.
Yeah, right.
Give me a permission to commit adultery. Again, look at the reaction of the companions. What did they do?
They
They stood up. What are you saying? Right. Look at the reaction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see, with this young man, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood that he knows the ruling regarding adultery. It's haram. That is why he's asking for what?
A permission.
But he's having a weak faith.
Right.
Weak iman. That's it. Leave him alone. Come. Udnu. Come. Let me talk to you. And then he started. Atarda hada li ummik. Would you like your mother to do this?
Look at the wisdom.
Look.
MashaAllah.
This is enjoining good.
Yeah.
I don't want the viewers to say, oh, I'm enjoying good and forbidding evil. This does not mean that you're mean and rude and just trying to bring everyone that is not going to work.
Right.
I'm telling you, is not going to work. Is not going to work. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, would you like someone to do this to your mother?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, when you commit adultery, you're committing it with a woman.
Right.
Who is this woman?
Somebody's sister.
Is
mother.
Somebody's mother,
yeah.
Somebody's daughter, somebody's sister, somebody's niece.
Yeah.
Would you like another man to do this to your family members?
Right.
And he told him, mother, daughter, sister, aunt, and aunt. Aunt from father's side.
Right,
mother's
as
side.
We differentiate in the Arabic world.
Khala and am. Yes. So, shadow, the important thing here is what? The wisdom.
Right.
Here is the wisdom. The wisdom in what? In knowing who the person is.
Right.
In knowing who is the person. Al-hadith al-ma'roof, al-aslu fi al-Bukhari. ألم ترى إلى اللي هي صورة المجادلة أو المجادلة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم one day he was sitting down and then a group of Jews passed by him and they said what to him السام عليك يا محمد
which means death.
Death.
Not peace be with you. Death.
It sounds like what? As-salamu.
They just take out the lamb letter, right?
The alif. Right. Yeah. The lamb. True. As-salamu, the lamb. Yes. As-salamu. Now Aisha is sitting on the side and she heard this. She immediately attacked them.
She responded to them.
Look at Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How did he resolve the whole thing? He knew what they said.
Right.
He said what? Wa alaykum. And upon you.
Right.
Whatever you're saying is upon you.
Right.
If it is salam, khalas.
Yeah. Right.
If it is this, it's upon you.
Right.
End of story.
Right.
So Aisha radiallahu anha attacked those people. Al Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Liya Aisha, why would you do this? Inna al-rifqa la yakunu fi shay'in illa zana. ولا ينزع من شيء إلا شانه. Kindness, tenderness, softness, taking it easy. When it is done, when you do something with that quality,
right,
with taking it easy, with being kind and soft, it will add to it.
Right.
It will complement it. Yeah. It will make it much better.
It's more well-received by the people.
Right.
Right.
That's what we when we speak, we haven't done to the heart yet. But again, with the tongue, you must have knowledge before it, tenderness and kindness when you do it, and patience afterwards.
Okay.
Now, again, a lot of cases still, it's very unfortunate at this time and age, you cannot even speak about something wrong.
Right. So many circumstances, Sheikh.
You cannot. I'm sorry, you cannot. Some cases you just sit out there. And I want to tell you something. Really, when you retreat to that final resort, wallahi, which is the heart basically that you're not going to speak, that you're not going to move a thing. In your heart, you're hearing what the person is doing. In your heart.
And this is what we mean by using the heart.
Using the heart.
At least hate it.
Hate it. You must hate what they're doing. But here is the issue that a lot of Muslims do not understand. They think that if you hate it with your heart, you still can sit with the people while they are doing it.
Sheikh, this is a huge topic. Can we take a short break and get back to this? Because this is a very controversial topic.
Yes.
And you guys don't miss this next segment coming up with Imam Karim Abu Jay. He's addressing a lot of controversial issues and issues related to the day-to-day lives of Muslims all around the world. These are issues that you guys are facing, so stay tuned for more from Imam Karim Abu Zaid.
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله.
For a way to recharge your hearts, or to get you back on track in your obedience to Allah? Or maybe you're looking for a program to remind you of your duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here on Living Hearts, we'll be working together as a nation, helping each other to remain firm in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Saturday, live on Huda TV, you will have a chance to learn your deen, and at the same time, listen to real life stories that will make your heart shake. Every believer needs a place to turn. And inshallah, we can all turn to Living Hearts.
خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله.
All right, you guys, welcome back to our series, your series, Nation of Goodness. Imam Karim, you talked about a very controversial and interesting point about hating it with the heart. This subject is very controversial. Can you talk about a little bit more this subject? It's very interesting, Sheikh.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I tell you, Malik, this subject is kind of exciting because a lot of people don't grasp a lot of the details about it.
Right.
Listen, first of all, if you cannot use your hand, force the change. If you cannot speak about it, because of two variables. Remember the variable? Variable number one is more negative will be in place.
Right, right. More negative than positive as a consequence.
As a consequence. Right. Add to this, you will get in trouble.
Right, or hurt. Right.
Or hurt. Then you have to retreat to what?
The next level down.
I want to say something. Beside, I forgot to mention this, because there is another wording or another hadith في صحيح الإمام مسلم, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, mentioned the hadith, but in a different way. Mentioned hadith Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, right. Which is whoever sees evil, let right. him change it with his hand. Right. If he cannot, let him change it with his tongue. If he yeah. cannot, then let him change it with his heart. And this is the weakest form of faith.
Okay. That was
the weakest faith. Right. There is another hadith, hadith ibn Mas'ud, fi Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا مِن نَبِيٍ أرسله الله أو بعثه الله سبحانه وتعالى في أمة قبلي إلا كان له من أمتي حواريون وأصحاب. Any messenger who was sent before me, he had حواريون, disciples and companions.
Right.
What they do? يأخذون بسنته. They act upon his command.
Right.
They follow the footsteps of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and they use him as a role model. ويقتدون بأمره. This is right. what? This right. is the blessed generation. Right. The generation of the companion, of the messenger and the companions living around him. Or maybe in our case, we have three generations. Right. Then what happens? ثُمَّ إِنَّهَا تَخْلُفُ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خُلُوفٌ. Then other generations will come afterward. What they do? يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. They say that which
they do not do. Right.
وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا لَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. And they do that which they are not commanded to do. They make up their own basically legislation. Look, once it comes to those people, فَمَنْ جَاهَدَهُمْ بِيَدِهِ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. If you try to change that, to stop that, using your hand, force it, you are a believer. طيب. وَمَنْ جَاهَدَهُمْ بِلِسَانِهِ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. And if you use your tongue, the media, the internet, the Google, the Facebook,
right.
You speak about it.
Yeah.
You address the issues using, again, knowledge of the subject,
yeah.
wisdom, kindness when you do it, and patience after. In case afterwards.
Right.
وَمَنْ جَاهَدَهُمْ بِلِسَانِهِ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. طيب, what happened if you cannot? وَمَنْ جَاهَدَهُمْ بِقَلْبِهِ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. And whoever changes this using his heart. It's the same exact hadith,
right.
by the way.
Right.
The same exact hadith. But in hadith ibn Mas'ud, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described those people for us, to whom against we have to do
Stop.
That.
Yeah.
Enjoying good and forbid evil. وَمَنْ جَاهَدَهُمْ بِلِسَانِهِ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. ومن جاهدهم بقلبه فهو مؤمن ومن جاهدهم بيده فهو مؤمن ومن جاهدهم بلسانه فهو مؤمن ومن جاهدهم بقلبه فهو مؤمن. And whoever changes this with his heart, he's a believer. Here is what I'm looking for in this hadith, which is not in hadith Abi Sa'id al-Khudri. Look, وليس وراء ذلك من الإيمان حبة خردل. And if your heart does not hate the evil that they are doing, that means you do not have the weight of an atom of faith in your heart.
This is a huge statement. This is a huge statement that maybe many of us did not know this statement before this episode.
You see, Hadith ibn Mas'ud says it's a sign of weak faith.
Right. Right.
But this one, it tells you, you have zero
faith. So this is very important.
This is scary.
Right. Yeah. This is scary. That's right, Sheikh. This is scary.
You know why? You know why, Malik? It tells you the reason why في حديث في سنن أبي داود. Listen to this. Because a lot of Muslims, by the way, don't you hear these brothers sometimes? Sheikh, I go to the nightclub and I sit out there. I do not drink. I do not dance. I do not do any of that thing. I just sit there and just look at people.
Right.
Sheikh, I go to these mixing, the parties where they mix,
right.
and they have music, wedding parties, Muslim wedding parties, where they play music and they have mixing.
Right.
Sheikh, I go there because it's my family member,
right.
but I do not do any of that stuff that they do. You see, the problem here is your heart.
Yeah.
You see, once it comes to enjoining good and forbidding evil with your heart, you must separate. You cannot be in the vicinity,
right.
willingly,
Sheikh?
Of
Why,
course.
Sheikh? Why?
Sometimes you're forced. You have
right.
to be there.
Right.
But as a matter of fact, look at this. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, someone whom a lot of Muslims will regard to as the fifth rightly
right.
guy, Khalifa, he came at the year 99. They quote people who are drinking alcohol. They quote them in a public place. So they brought them. They brought them to establish the had on them. The had is the flogging and so forth.
Right.
The ruling, the
right.
had. And they said, Amir al-Mu'minin, there was someone amongst them who was not doing it, and this person was fasting this day. You know what he said? He is the first one.
SubhanAllah. Sheikh, this is a beautiful analogy. Can you explain this one?
Why is he the first one? What was he doing there?
What is he doing there?
What was he doing there? What was he doing there?
Yeah.
That goes a lot of the youth in our room. Yeah. Oh, I go and they smoke shisha in the coffee shops.
But I didn't do it.
But
right.
I don't do it. What are you doing there?
Right, okay.
That is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that means your heart doesn't have an atom of iman.
Right.
Because you're not hating it.
Right.
You're not feeling bad about it. Look. Once it comes to enjoining good and forbidding evil with your heart, this means that you cannot stay with them. وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ إن الله جامع المنافقين والكافرين في جهنم جميعا. And it was revealed to you that when you see people mocking, making fun, violating, that's all what it means. يكفر بها ويستهزأ بها. The commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not sit with them unless or until they change the subject. They change. What if you sit with them? إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ. You're like them. You're actually hypocrites.
Because you're condoning them.
You're condoning it. You're actually a hypocrite. You have to separate.
Right.
Look, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this في حديث ابن مسعود في سنن أبي داود. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا دَخَلَ مِنَ النَّقْصِ عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. The first sign of degradation.
Yeah, decline.
Declining.
The demise started with this. Yeah.
The first sign of demise that emerged into the community of the children of Israel is the following. أَنَّ الرَّجُلْ. You meet somebody who's doing something wrong. And you tell him, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah.
Right.
This is haram.
This is great, right.
Haram and haram and haram. And you know, you breach them during the day. He's doing something wrong. Yeah. But you know what? At night, لا يمنعه أن يكون أكيلة وشريبة وقعيدة. I come to you at night. Salaamu alaykum Malik. How you doing? You remember in the morning I told you it's haram.
Yeah.
You feel, can I eat with you? Sit with him. And you start what? Eating and drinking and entertaining the person at night. ولذلك سبحان الله الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said that their hearts got contaminated. They do not see what they see, do evil anymore.
Right.
They do not see the thing which they are commanding them to stop or commanding them to do. They do not see it evil anymore. Therefore, Allah cursed them. لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُدَ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. Then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says what? Wallahi. Then he addresses the ummah. Wallahi, by Allah, لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You better enjoin good. وَلَتَنْهُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And you better forbid what is evil. وَلَتَأْخُذُنَّ عَلَى يَدِ الظَّالِمِ. And you better stop the oppressor from his oppression. وَلَتَأْطُرُنَّهُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ أَطْرًا. And you must force them to stop. Again, with these conditions.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You must strive. وَلَتَقْصُرُنَّهُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ قَصْرًا. You must strive to get them to do what is right. أَوْ لَيَضْرِبَنَّ اللَّهُ بِقُلُوبِ بَعْضِكُمْ بَعْضًا ثُمَّ لَيَلْعَنَنَّكُمْ كَمَا لَعَنَهُمْ. Otherwise, Allah will cause corruption to your hearts and He will curse you like cursed the children of Israel before you. Shahid, the important thing, because I think we got to finish this episode.
Yeah, 3 minutes, Sheikh.
And I think we have to come back to how you go about it, number three.
Let's do it.
I don't know
if
we need this or not. But let me tell you this. The first thing is the hand, force, with the conditions, with the restrictions.
Right.
If you can't, then the tongue, with the conditions, with the restrictions, assessing, like we detailed. Then once it comes to the heart, you must remove yourself from the place. Hijrah, isolation. You cannot change with your heart while you're sitting with them.
Right.
You have to leave.
You have to leave.
And I think, Malik, inshallah, in the next episode, we want to do let's how you go about it, number three, because I think it's very important. And we're, because it's very unfortunate that a lot of us right now are confined to number three, which is the heart.
Let's do it, inshallah. Thank you.
A lot of us are confined to the heart, to that limb, that we have to change it, change the evil with our heart. And we need to teach a little bit more how can you go about it, inshallah.
Let's do it. Thank you very much, as always, for your time and your insights and thoughts, Imam Kareem Abu Zaid. We certainly appreciate it. We're looking forward to this program. The next episode, you guys at home, you don't want to miss it. This series really is something that's beneficial for all Muslims all around the world, because Imam Kareem Abu Zaid is talking about issues that are relevant to the Muslims all around the world in their daily lives. So you guys don't want to miss an episode of his new program, Nation of Goodness. So stay tuned. Until next time, we leave you in the care of Allah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون.